Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the first week of Lent. And from the United States, I, Father Scott Steinkirchner, your host, is also your preacher today with a preaching I'm calling Better Than Good Enough. Our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, that if you are angry with a sibling, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a sibling, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So, when you're offering your gifts at the altar, if you remember that your sibling has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your sibling, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." Quite a challenging gospel today. Of course, we shouldn't murder people, but not even being angry with them and having to answer to God for that. Or even further, if my sibling has something against me, I can't even go to give my gifts at the altar. What? I have to go reconcile with them. And what if they won't reconcile? What if they're a bit stubborn and curmudgeonly and they won't reconcile? Then I can never get out because I haven't paid the last penny. Jesus won't let us get away with nothing. The thing is that what we want? To get away with things? Or do we really want to be better people? People who don't get angry with others. People who give others no cause to be angry with them. Because Jesus is talking about that ultimate reward, heaven. And in heaven, we're with everyone in joy. There's no more sorrow. There's no more animosity among siblings. So that's why he says, "Truly, I tell you, you won't get out. You can't get to heaven with that animosity in your heart." So what do you do if it can't be resolved? If you've done your part, apologize, ask forgiveness, and forgiveness doesn't come. Well, that's when we look at the eschatological nature of this. Understand that that isn't good enough. And if it's all I can get at the moment, maybe I don't need to beat my own head against it. Maybe what the situation needs is grace. And so what I can do is pray that that forgiveness comes and put it in God's hand, being clear that I want to be reconciled. I don't hold animosity against my sibling. And I want my sibling to reconcile with me. But if I've done what I can, then I pray and put it in God's hand. Because someday, if we both pray to God, get to heaven, we will be reconciled there. Amen.